The transformative power of women coming together to support and mentor each other. I'm Maeve McCullen, and welcome to this 50 Faces Focus series, which showcases inspiring Israeli women in tech and beyond. I'm joined today by Hila Bakshi. Hila is the founder of Hametopistiot and works as a marketing and business development coordinator at Women on Stage, a global platform which showcases, books, and trains women professional speakers for any tech event, conference, meetup, or webinar. Welcome, Hila. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me, Maeve.
You know, looking at your bio, it's very much focused on sort of inspiring, mentoring, and coaching women in the startup world. And I was wondering how you started in that area.
Yeah, that area actually started really late in my career. I've been working in tech for the past 18 years. And I've always been like the only or one of the few female employees in the company, but I never felt it's an issue. It wasn't an issue for me. But just when I started the Hametopistiot, my community on Facebook, I started to be exposed to several, you know, data resources and articles and the gap that exists in the high-tech world. I knew it existed, but I never felt bothered by it because I feel comfortable among men. But just when I started to realize I'm like the only female in the room, when I attended meetups and technical events, I'm like, where are you, women? I knew that there are so many women in tech in Israel. I was already a member of several Facebook communities and meetup communities. And I joined a lot of meetups. I used to go to like two or three a week. And every time I went, I was like the only woman or the second woman in the room. And I'm like, where are you? I know you are there. There are several communities, big communities, beyond 10,000 members. And they work in tech. I met them in my professional lives here and there. I met them in female-only meetups. But once it wasn't just female-only, they just didn't come.
And why do you think that was?
As a former product manager, I started to explore why. I want you to know why they're not coming. Because I already had this idea in my head to create a community that I eventually created. And I wanted to know if I have like, if there's a need for a community of female in tech and for another female in tech. And I want to know if another community that surrounds the world of meetups and technical events and business events will be something that might interest them. So I just asked. I went to all the communities I've been a member of and I asked them, hey, where do you find your meetups? And if you do, why aren't you coming? And what's like your main pain point in joining a meetup? Because I'm going every day or several times a week and you're not there. And they answered frankly, and they said, because usually these conferences and meetups are after work. We want to go to our family, to our children, to our husband or partner. Mm-hmm. It's usually we are tired after work and we don't know where to find it. You could find it in several platforms. You could find it in meetup.com. You could find it on Eventbrite and you can find it on Facebook. And there was no like one place that they could find these events. So I said, okay, I got my answers. I'm going to launch a community and see if they come. And then I've also been a marketing manager in one of my previous positions. So I just went to all the groups that I've been a part of and I started to market it organically to publish about my new community and invited them to join. It was all around tech. I called the women first, by the way. I knew that my agenda for this community must be, you know, to bring women to these conferences and meetups and to give them enough confidence to come and to create like a safe space for them and to create a community that they'll be able to talk to each other and go together to these events. Because one of the reasons they say they're not coming is because they don't want to go alone. They don't want to be the only female in the room or the second female in the room. And I said, okay, I can create a safe space for you when you can come, find these events in one community on one page on Facebook. And within 2 weeks, we've already been 500 members. And within 1 month, we've been 1,000 members. Female only, which has changed later on.
That's amazing that there were so many women who were just waiting.
They were waiting. They didn't know they needed it. They didn't know. And once I launched it, they came like in mass. They came in hundreds. Hundreds of them came like in 1 week, 500 members. It's like, what? Yeah.
So then just a question, because you said like one of the reasons why they didn't go was because, you know, they had families to go home to. But then in a way, it sounds like, do you think that was one of the main reasons, or was it really more about the fact that they did not want to be the only woman in the room and it did not feel like a safe place when they were the only woman in the room?
Yeah, well, it was one of the three reasons why they didn't come. When I figured this out, I said, okay, I'm going to rebrand the entire meetup world and, you know, event. I'm going to tell them, take one evening a week or two evenings a week and just make it your own time for professional development. You know, come, have a drink. Usually it's like free drink and free food. Come, let's make a party. Come to this event and let's hang out like you go out with your friends, your female friends, but learn along the way. This was really a rebranding this entire world. We all did. It's not just me. I have colleagues. I have other community members that contributed to this story. It's all about storytelling in the end.
Okay. Well, I mean, that sounds like an amazing contribution to Women in Tech. And so from there, as a result of that, is that what got you involved in Women on Stage?
Yeah. Ever since I created this community and, you know, I talked about my agenda and I talked about, and everyone in the industry, in the local industry, saw the contribution we're making and the impact we're making. And there's a nice story I'd like to tell. We were established in March 2019. And by August 2019, we've been 3,000 members. And there was this meetup at Microsoft Reactor. And the meetup was surrounding how to pitch to investors. And, you know, in Israel and in the world, there's like a huge gap between female entrepreneurs and male entrepreneurs. And this event, you know, it was for female entrepreneurs. But we, the Meetupistiot, were there in a mess. We're like 95% of the audience because they knew it's like, yeah, they knew it's going to be like a social hangout, a professional hangout. They're going to learn about how to tell your story, how to pitch to investors, how to tell a story in like 30 seconds, how to design your presentation. And Microsoft, just the people that arranged this meetup were like, we're in awe. I mean, we've never seen so many female faces in the audience in all the meetups we're organizing. And who are you, ladies? And I took the microphone and I said, we're the Meetupistiot.
That's brilliant.
Nice to meet you. And we are a community for female professionals. And we come to meetups and technological events like this one. And we're making an impact. And thank you for noticing. And then they actually tweeted about us on Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook. And this was our first real acknowledgement in the industry.
That's amazing.
It was, and it was Microsoft. And Microsoft are still our business partner, our main business partner in Meetupistiot.
I remember you mentioning before with Women on Stage, am I correct in this? Your first round of women that you worked with, they worked for Microsoft?
Yeah, Microsoft were at the beginning of Women on Stage. Microsoft wanted to take part. So we did run our pilot with them, our pilot for the program with them. But then we understood that we want to take it with other partners as well. So Microsoft were a great partner at the beginning. But on our second cohort, we already had like great other partners, and they send their students to us. When I say students, it's like very, very high professional developers with minimum of 6 years of development. They wanted to send these employees to our program and put actually to pay for their participation in the program.
That's great. So what was the inspiration for Women on Stage?
Women on Stage is an initiative by one of my community members, Moran Weber. It was actually a side project of hers in one of the other communities for developers. And she had a dream that she wanted to create a platform for female speakers, because Moran and myself, we are like the good go-to people when event organizers need female speakers, because they do want female speakers in their events, but they unnecessarily know where to find them. So Moran just created this side project at first. Within like 6 months, she built this platform. It's womenonstage.net, which showcases hundreds of female speakers from the high-tech industry. And it's unnecessarily showcase only developers. They just need to work in tech. That's all. So we have today, we have like almost 900 registered speakers. But the course, the Speakers Academy, we created in November, it's only for female developers, because this was one of the ideas that Moran wanted to. There's like a huge gap in the development world. And so she said, okay, I'm a senior developer. I want more developers on stage. She had a huge stage fright herself, but she overcame it. And she actually created like another side project inside Wix when she used to work there. And she created a series of meetups on Sunday that combined speakers from the business world and the technological world. And I went several times to her events. And it was amazing. It's still running. She's a woman with a vision, Moran.
Sounds like it. Well, also sounds like there's such a need for it too.
Yeah, definitely. And we had such great collaborations since then. And we sent so many women to huge conferences around the world and in Israel, in the tech industry. We also have a CFP page. CFP, it's a call for papers. So we publish there all the conferences that are looking for speakers. So the users of the platform can go there and see what conferences are coming up and just apply as a speaker.
I mean, it seems also so important just to have all the information in one place. It's such a simple thing, and yet it's so important. So just thinking about these developers who come and do your course, what challenges do you see that these women come in with, and how do you help them overcome them?
So all the teachers we have, all the mentors we have in the course are very leading members in the tech industry, either as speakers or as mentors. We know that the main challenge they face is just confidence, simply confidence. To stand on the stage is a very frightening thing to do. So it's storytelling, messaging, how to present effectively, and how to actually apply, submit your CFP or COFA papers so you can, you know, you will be accepted to the conference.
Do you see a huge difference from when they come in and when they leave?
Definitely. And they keep talking about it and publish about it. You know, they're very proud about the talks that they held in the final conference. And it still exists on our YouTube channel. And it just, you know, they write about it. They gain confidence in themselves. Most of them didn't know they were capable of doing that, of, you know, delivering a talk of 15 or 10 minutes talk or 15 minutes talk. They had no idea they can actually do that. And they're so proud, and we see the change in them. We also have like a very closed community for the cohort's alumni, so they can still talk to each other and consult with each other and, you know, ask questions and even share other conferences that they applied for. And they ask if anyone else applied and they need like help with the submission, and you know, it's still going on.
That's great, because I feel like mentoring and, you know, support and all those things and coaching, they need to be consistently ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. And I think they also like got confidence in what they do, you know, in their day-to-day work. One of the mentors we had in our first cohort, she didn't join us this time. And I asked her why. I met her in the street and I said, why? And she said, listen, I got so much confidence from the mentoring session that I did in your cohort that I'm starting my own startup.
That's so cool. Yeah.
So she's a female entrepreneur now. Yeah. And they gain so much confidence from this process and this, you know, this course and the mentorship as well. The mentorship and the students, they gain so much confidence. So yeah, we see the change. We see the change in them like every day.
Who are some of the key people who have influenced you in your career?
In 2014, I remember I got back to Israel and I started to work in this co-working space in Tel Aviv. And I met there one of the most inspirational women I know in the Israeli tech ecosystem. She's called Hila Ovilbrenner. And Hila was an entrepreneur and she was the CEO back then of a company she established. And I met her. And then she told me, hey, Hila, why don't you join to my new community? It's called Yazamiyot, another very hard to pronounce name in Hebrew. Yazamiyot is actually female entrepreneurs in Hebrew, Yazamiyot. And she told me to join her community. And I'm like, Hila, listen, I'm not a female entrepreneur. I won't have anything to do there. I feel, you know, I didn't have enough confidence. I was a marketing manager back then. I was a product marketing manager. And I was like, I didn't have any interest. But then again, I met Hila several times throughout my career. When I established my own community, she came to me and she's like, I told you 6 years ago, it was in 2020. She told me, I told you 6 years ago that you are a female entrepreneur. You didn't believe me.
That's really cool. So she saw something in you that you couldn't see in yourself.
Yes, yes. We are really good friends until this day. And I keep following her career. And today she's the managing partner of Techstars Tel Aviv, which is one of the biggest and most popular and most professional accelerators in the world. And she's the female managing partner here in Tel Aviv. And we're working together. I'm helping her to recruit female entrepreneurs to this program that happens every 3 months because I know many entrepreneurs. So we're working together.
Oh, that's wonderful. So would you see her sort of like a mentor for you?
Yes. She's the first. And then I met another female entrepreneur. Her name is Tamerat First. She's a long-time entrepreneur, actually. She tried to overcome the AIDS pandemic in Africa with a health device, and she's amazing. And eventually, like 1.5 years ago, I took her as a mentor to my own personal life, not professional, actually only personal, and she made so much for me. And today, she's one of my best friends. And she's no longer a mentor in like the official role in her in my life, but she is my mentor.
So I had a thought when we were talking, is there any piece of advice that now that you're in the position that you're in now that you would like to give your younger self?
Find a mentor in an early age.
Okay. So you really think that's the difference?
Yeah, yeah. When I grew up and when I graduated from school and when I graduated from college, I didn't have any female mentor or any female role model to look up to. And I think today is completely different. Today you see, and I think we see it in a global impact, that you see so many women on the front and you didn't see it before. I don't know if it's because Me Too, the Me Too movement, or it's because there's something changed in the world. And in Israel, we have so many communities that surrounds female entrepreneurs and female professionals and female leading ladies that I'm part of. And you just have to see it to be it, in order to be it. So yeah, take yourself a mentor.
Absolutely. If you don't see it, you don't really understand that it's possible.
It is. It is. I remember when I attended one of the meetups, and I told them there, I see so many leading ladies on this stage that I've never seen before. And you inspire me so much to become something I wasn't thinking I can be one of you or one, you know, one of these leading ladies on the stage. By the way, I still don't because I do have a stage fright today, but I took 2021 to overcome this fear. So every time someone is asking me to talk in their course or their meetup or their lecture, I say, okay, I'm up for a challenge.
How are you finding the stage fright now?
I'm still very much afraid. Mostly it's going very well. I had like a meetup a month ago that I completely lost my words, but it was okay. It's on video. They said, no, you were fine, you were great. I'm like, no, I wasn't. But I'm taking the challenge. I'm always taking the challenge.
Well, that's the main thing. You actually have to fail sometimes to get better, you know, because then you can learn from that.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm very impressed about that you're doing that because I too suffer from stage fright. So, and then just like one last thing. So what are your future goals?
Wow, that's a big question. Right now, I want to succeed in my current role as community and engagement manager. And I want to reach new heights. And I had, like 6 months ago, I think when we talked for the first time, I had different dreams. You know, dreams are agile. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, dreams are agile. You know, every other month I have different dreams, but I believe I will. The biggest dream is to help and bring more women to the stage and to bring more women, you know, to become female entrepreneurs, because there's still a huge gap in there. And eventually to give them the funding that they need. So my recent dream for my last year, 2021, is becoming the person that controls the funds. And I want to create a female funding venture.
Ah, so like a venture capitalist.
Like a venture capital for women ventures.
Ooh, niches. That sounds very cool.
Yeah, in like 5 years, I think, or something like that.
Okay. Well, that sounds amazing.
It is. It is. I'm talking to a lot of entrepreneurs, either female or males, and they sometimes don't know how to get to these VCs, and they ask me to connect them. So, yeah, this is what I eventually want to do in 5 years' time.
Okay. That is an amazing goal. So good luck with that. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. I've loved hearing about your journey and all the amazing things you're doing to help women in tech. So thank you. I'm Maeve McQuillan. Thank you for listening to our 50 Faces Focus series. If you like what you heard and would like to tune in to hear more inspiring Israeli women in tech and beyond, please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice, and all views are personal and should not be attributed to the organizations and affiliations of the host or any guest.